Lamb is not only on the cross.
神的羔羊也在宝座上。
He is also on the throne.
神的羔羊算是赎罪的羔羊。
Not only the Lamb for the redemption.
神的羔羊也是得胜的羔羊。
He is also the Lamb for the victory.
在启示录十三章里面，圣经说主耶稣基督他是创世以前就被杀的羔羊。
And in the Revelation chapter 13, it is said that the Lord Jesus is the slain lamb before the creation.
在创世以前，他就是被杀的羔羊。
And before the creation, he has already been a slain lamb.
创世以前，人还没有被创造。
Before the creation, we as human beings have not yet been created.
所以罪也还没有进来。
And even at that time, there's no sin.
为什么在那个时候，神就预备了神的羔羊？
How come the God has already prepared the God's lamb at that time?
而且是被杀的羔羊。
And the slain lamb.
所以我们就知道羔羊是在神计划里面一个非常中心、非常关键的。
So by this we understand that the lamb is the key in the God's preparation.
我们也知道神在我们身上他要得着的远远超过只叫我们的罪得着赦免。
So God's wish on us is really beyond His wishes were just to redeem our sin.
有人说我们都是 VIP.
And people say we are all VIP.
VIP 有人讲就是 very important person, 我们非常重要的。
And that is to say we are very important person.
但是呢，我们也是 very imperfect person.
But we are also very imperfect person.
我们都是非常不完全的人。
And very imperfect person.
但是今天神看见我们这些人。
But now God looked at us.
是这么不完全的人。
We are so imperfect.
但在他的眼中又是这么的重要。
But we are so important in His eyes.
因为他所有的计划、所有的荣耀的工作，就要做成在我们的身上。
He wants to fulfill all His plan and the glory on us.
所以，当我们来认识到神预备他的儿子成为神的羔羊。
So we will understand how God prepared His Son as a lamb for us.
我们认识他不单是救赎的羔羊。
He's not a redeemed lamb.
他也是得胜的羔羊。
He's also the lamb for victory.
他也是得荣耀的羔羊。
And for the glory.
今天神的计划在他儿子的身上，然后借着他的儿子要做成在我们每一个人的身上。
And through His Son, God fulfilled His plan on us.
我们来读创世纪第二十二章十三节。
Let's read the Genesis.
Chapter 22, verse 13.
And we all know that in the Genesis, God fulfilled and Abraham's wishes for having a son.
那是在他年老的时候。
And when Abraham was very old.
在他不可能生育的时候。
He was almost impossible to have a son.
神把以撒赐给他。
And God gave his son.
但在二十二章，神叫亚伯拉罕把他以撒带到摩利亚山上来献为燔祭。
But in the chapter 22, God instructed Abraham to sacrifice his son as a burnt offering.
我们知道在圣经里面，神从来不允许人把活人献为燔祭的。
We know that in the Bible, and God would not have asked us to offer the suffering of a human being as a suffering.
但在这里，神却下了一个最残忍的命令。
But here, God gave gave us instruction to Abraham to do that.
那叫亚伯拉罕把他所爱的以撒献为燔祭。
And asked Abraham to offer his beloved son Isaac as a burnt offering.
我想我们读这段圣经真的非常的稀奇。
So we feel very surprised by reading this passage.
看见这是一个最残忍的命令。
This seems to be a very cruel order from God.
另外一面，我们看见亚伯拉罕他真的是完全的顺服。
But we, on the other hand, we also how Abraham completely obedient.
但是我们有很多理由要问神的。
And if we were Abraham, we would ask the Lord for a lot of reasons.
这个孩子实在是你所赐的。
And God, this is son you gave to me.
有这么多的应许都维系在他的身上。
And all this assurance and promise have been related to this boy.
你讲到我的后裔，讲到这么大的、这么多的福，都维系在这个孩子的身上。
We talk about my ancestors, all the inheritance our ancestors will have, all of this related to this son.
他也许不用讲说，那我。多么的爱这个孩子
，and he will also say how love you know I have for this son.
但他有很多很多的理由可以向神说的
，and he will make a lot of reasons and to argue with God.
我们在圣经里没有看见亚伯拉罕讲一个理由
，but in the Bible we never see Abraham make any excuse and argument.
他就带着以撒就往摩利亚山上去
，he took Isaac and go to the mountain.
我想以撒很稀奇
，and he sounded very surprised.
他说做燔祭的。柴与火都有了
and we have all the materials for the burnt offering.
但做燔祭的羊羔在哪里
So where's the lamb? Where's the lamb?
回答他说我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的
And he replied, and my son and God will prepare it.
当他把以撒放在柴上
He put his son on the thicket.
让他拿起刀来预备把他杀掉
And ready to kill him.
献祭的人还要亲手把这个祭物给杀了
And he has to kill his son by himself
神的使者在那里拦住他
And God only come stop him
你不可伸手害这个童子
And don't kill this boy
一点不可害他
Not at all
当这边我们读到说亚伯拉罕举目观看
And then we have Abraham looked up
下面说不料
And there's suddenly
就超乎亚伯拉罕他所有的预料
It is out of his expectation
有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中
He saw a ram caught by his horns in a thicket
亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭
He took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering
代替他的儿子
Instead of his son
当神向亚伯拉罕有一个要求的时候
When God had requirements for Abraham
当神在那里下了一个最残忍命令的
He gave him a very cruel instruction
其实神里面是那么的清楚
But God is very clear in his heart
因为他这么残忍的命令是要做在他自己儿子的身上
And such a cruel decision will be fulfilled on his own son
他必须把他的儿子差遣到地上
He has to assign his son to the earth
成为做燔祭的羊羔
Became a burnt offering of lamb
献给神
And give it to the God
因为只有神的儿子能够满足父神所有公义的要求
It is only God's son who will be able to fulfill all the justice
今天我们蒙恩得救
And today we were saved
我们可以站在这个公义的根基上
So we can stand on the foundation of this justice
因为神的儿子在十架为我们付了所有的代价
Because God's son has sacrificed everything on the cross for us
那天亚伯拉罕非常的惊讶
At that time, the Abraham was so surprised.
我相信神有开他的眼睛
And God opened his eyes.
能看见神里面这么大对人的爱
So that he will appreciate and understand the great love.
看见神预备他的儿子成为这个羔羊
And see how God prepared his son to become a lamb.
弟兄姊妹，我们一开始讲到耶稣基督他是在创世以前就被杀的羔羊
And we at the beginning were saying that the Lord Jesus was the slain lamb before the creation
所以神在我们身上的旨意不只要救赎我们脱离罪恶
So God's will on us is not simply save us from our sins
不只要赦免我们一切的罪
And save of our redeem our sins
他在我们身上有一个荣耀的旨意
He has a glory will for us
我想当亚当夏娃被创造的时候
So when Adam and Eve was created
他们是无罪的
They are free of sin
但是他们在无罪的情况是不是就能满足神的心意呢
But how could it fulfill God's will?
还不能
Not enough
神还要再往前带直到我们能够进入神的荣耀
And God want to move us forward until we were in His glory
我们来读一下以赛亚书53章第6节和第7节
Let's read Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6-7
我们一起来读
Let's read together We all like sheep have gone astray Each of us has come to his own way And God has laid on him the iniquity of us all He was oppressed and afflicted But he did not open his mouth He was led like a man to the slaughter And as a sheep before the shears is silent So he did not open his mouth
And
we all like sheep have gone astray
But 耶和华是我们众人的罪孽都归在 他的身上。
And Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of us.
他下面呢讲到羔羊的生命和羔羊的道路。
And then he continues about the life and road of lamb.
他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.
我们的主像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地
He is led like lamb to the slaughter
像羊在剪毛的人手下无声
As a sheep before her shearers is silent
他也是这样不开口
And even that he did not open his mouth
他的表现的生命像羊羔一样
So he manifested life like a lamb
当我们想到羊羔
When we talk about the lamb
我们想到一个最驯良的生命
we always think about a very obedient life
一个温柔的生命
a very soft life
一个卑微的生命
and the very humble life
一个受苦的生命
and suffering life
这是羔羊的生命
this is the life of lamb
今天我们说神的儿子来他为我们付代价为我们完成赎罪的事
and today we talk about the God's son come for us for paying our priceHis sacrifice.
因为如果神所需要的是一个完全圣洁没有瑕疵的能够成为我们的代替
And God wants something which is perfect without any defects for us
主耶稣降生的时候他就有资格他就能够为我们来赎罪
When the Lord Jesus was born he has already been qualified for sacrificing himself for us
但是主耶稣为什么要在地上走完33.5年的路程
But why the Lord Jesus want toLive in this earth for 33 years.
为什么他要走一个最卑微的道路
？And living a very humble life.
为什么他需要像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地
？Why was like he was led like lamb to took to the slaughter?
像在羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
And as a sheep before her shears, she is silent.
想到这位神的羔羊。
We talk about this.God's lamb.
他走在一个最卑微的路上。
He walked in a very humble way.
他也就是这位创造宇宙万有全能的神。
He is also the creator of this universe.
是这位全能的神道成了肉身。
It is this almighty God who his words become flesh.
神借着他的儿子。
Through his son.
把神那样丰富的生命要能够彰显出来
and God glorified and manifested his glorious life
多少时候人没有办法认识神
and for many times we couldn't understand God
也许人想象到说这位全能的神那样的威荣那样的有全能
we're also thinking that imagine this almighty powerful God is so powerful
但是弟兄姊妹我们有没有想到
The brothers and sisters,
这位神他丰满的彰显在他儿子的身上。
The fullness of this God is manifested on his son.
在一个最卑微的地位里。
In a very humble way.
在这么温柔，在这么顺服驯良。
In such an obedient and soft way.
在他的最卑微中，他彰显神的荣耀。
And in his humbleness, he manifested his glory.
这是何等的宝贵
It's a precious thing we have to understand.
当撒旦原本是光明的天使
And Satan used to be the ambassador of light.
但他高抬自己
But he lifted up himself.
因为他骄傲
He was so arrogant.
在他里面插出不义
He was manifesting his injustice.
撒旦堕落从光明的天使堕落成为撒旦
So he was demoted into the ghosts.
今天耶稣基督来
Now Lord Jesus come before us,
他胜过了撒旦
and he win the battle over Satan,
胜过了仇敌一切的权势
and win over all the enemies.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣是用他的美德打败了仇敌
and by his virtue, Lord Jesus win the battle.
他在最卑微的路上
in his the most humble way,
他一路的降卑。
He humbled himself
以至于死切死在十字架上
to the point that when he was died on the cross
我想那一天真的仇敌用他所有的权势好像巴山大力的公牛四围的来攻击主
At that time the enemy took his all the power and the forces to attack him
当主耶稣在十字架说成了
When Lord Jesus on the cross said this finished
他把他的灵魂交在父神的手里
He gave his soul to the hands of his father
当主耶稣断气
When he died
我想那是应付所有的权势应付所有的仇敌在那里真的是预备开庆功宴
So when he died all the enemies in the earth or in the in the, over celebrate their victory.
啊，今天他把神的儿子打败了。
He defeated the God's son.
他死了。
He died.
今天他到了阴府的里面。
He went to the hill.
从来没有一个人能够从里面出来的。
No one can come from the hill.
我想那一天所有阴府用尽他的权势要来保证神的儿子不能从里面出来。
So all the evil forces in the hill will try their best to stop the God's son from emergence again.
主在十字架没有用他复活的大能创造的全能，没有用他的能力来对付撒旦。
And the Lord does not use His powerful creation and resurrection to deal with these evil forces.
他就像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔这样的没有为自己来辩护。
He didn't make any excuse for himself.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
He just said, "Father, forgive him. They didn't understand what they did."
所有神的丰富、生命的美丽、羔羊在十字架上一直在彰显。
All the God's fullness and the gratefulness has been manifested on the cross.
我想仇敌他都不知道。
And even these enemies did not understand that.
一个神最大的能力借着羔羊正在那里彰显出来。
The greatest power has been fulfilled through the cross.
圣经讲到主耶稣借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And by the side, the Lord Jesus defeated the enemy and the evil forces by his death.
第三天，耶稣基督从死里面复活了。
On the third day, Lord Jesus resurrected from his death.
没有叫他的圣德性朽坏。
He resurrected.
主耶稣冲破了所有阴府的权势。
He ran out of all of these evil forces.
胜过了仇敌。
And win over his enemies.
他全得胜，大得胜。
He won a complete victory.
他复活，他升天。
He resurrected and was lifted up.
他为我们登上宝座。
He ascended on the throne.
哈利路亚，我们赞美我们的主。
We praise him.
用他的生命胜过了仇敌。
And with his life, he won over the enemies.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters,
主在十字架不只要赦免我们的罪，
It is not simply want to redeem our sins,
只要用他的血买我们回来归给他，
And buy us with his blood.
主为我们走一条生命的道路，
He wants us to walk a life,
从卑微他进到荣耀，
From humble to the glory.
他不单是神的儿子，
He is not simply God's son,
不单是在永远里面父怀中的独生子，
He is the son in the eternity.
当他复活，神再承认他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”
And when he was resurrected, God said to him, "You are my son."
你的这个儿子是神的长子。
And、this is the oldest son of God.
这个长子要率领众子进入荣耀的里面。
And he's going to lead in all the sons into glory.
我们读启示录第五章第五节第六节。
And、let's read the Revelation chapter 5 verse 5 to 6.
长老中有一位对我，
不要哭，看那支派的
支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支
派的支派的支派的支派的支
派的支派的支派的支
派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派的支派
犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜。
The lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David has already won.
下面第六节他讲到说，他又看见宝座与四国御兵长老之中有羔羊站立。
And then he said he saw a lamb and was encircled by four living creatures and elders.
像是被杀过的。
And as it had been slain,
像是刚刚被杀过的。
As it had been just slain.
我们看见羔羊登上了宝座。
We see the lamb and ascended on the throne.
在宝座与四活物并长老中有羔羊站立。
And standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and elders.
多么稀奇的一个图画
！So what a wonderful picture!
今天我们没有看见犹大的狮子。
We didn't see the Lion of the Tribe of Judah now.
犹大的狮子的胜了。
The Lion of the Tribe of Judah success.
在宝座中呢是有羔羊站立。
And the Lamb stands in the center of the throne.
我们看见犹大狮子的得胜，他不是用他的全能来胜过仇敌。
We see the victory of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is not because of his power.
用羔羊的生命胜过仇敌。
But by Lamb's life.
The 羔羊站立像是刚刚被杀过的。
And the lamb as it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne.
有七角七眼，就是神的七灵。
And he had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God.
完全的启示，完全的能力。
And complete power and a miracle.
奉差遣往天下去。
And he was sent out in, they were sent out into all the earth.
今天不单我们的主耶稣基督他走过这样的路程
And now our Lord Jesus walked this way
今天主的道路也就是我们的道路
And his way is also our way
还要率领他的众子进入荣耀的里面
He's going to lead all his sons into the glory
我们看见羔羊怎么样胜过仇敌
We see how the lamb win over his enemies
弟兄姊妹今天来到末后的时代
Brother sister at this end age
属灵的征战只会越来越猛烈。
And we have more fierce spiritual battle.
我们真的需要祷告主。
We need to pray.
我们需要在这个征战的里面看见耶稣基督他如何征战胜过仇敌。
We have to see how our Lord Jesus won over his enemies in this battle.
今天我们也没有别的道路。
We have no other way.
我们也没有别的方法。
No other way.
我们要求主耶稣基督。
We ask the Lord, we pray,
常向我们显现
and reveal himself to us,
看我们的眼睛
open our eyes,
让我们看见他生命的美丽
so that we can see the, his beautiful life,
真的完全的启示
a completely revelation,
我们也认识什么是真正的能力
so that we can understand what is the real a mighty power,
真正的能力必须借着羔羊的生命才能够显得出来
it should be revealed by the Lamb's life,
羔羊的生命，真正掌权的生命。
Lamb's life is a life in control.
但是羔羊生命的表现，就是站在一个最低微的地位。
But the manifesto of Lamb's life started from very low way.
今天在人来看
，from our human perspective，
很多时候谁的声音最大，谁应该就是能够掌权的。
Who voiced the loudest, he will be in control.
所以也许意志最强，他是最凶的，也许人家就让他掌权。
The most aggressive with the firmest will will be in control.
但是真正的掌权是羔羊的生命才有可能掌权。
But it is only the lamb who is really in control.
那这是非常稀奇的。
This is very interesting.
在你工作的岗位上
，So when you're working at office.
我想我们当然理所当然应该是我的老板在掌权
So my boss is my rule over me
但是我想要有一天主要让我们都来经历到
But someday I think that God wants all of us to experience
至高者要在人的国中掌权
And the Almighty should be ruling in our earthly kingdom
他怎么掌权呢
How could he ruling of our earthly kingdom
借着他的儿女
Through his children How could his children
rule
of the kingdom?
像老板说，嗨，我是神的儿女。
It is not to say you said to your boss, I'm the children of God.
至高神的儿女。
I'm the children of the mighty God.
你应该听我的。
You should listen to me.
我想你这样讲，可能明天老板就说你不用来了。
And the next day your boss will fire you.
但是当我们愿意做一个最顺服最驯良的人
If we are willing to be the most obedient person
那这个呢不是说我们在头脑里面用我们意志好像是我要做到这样的一个这样也没用的
That is not to say you use your will to suppress yourself and it does not work
但是当我们真正的让主的生命活出来的时候
But it should be when we really live out God's life
你会觉得说是的我们在老板的手下或者在工作的岗位也许你站在一个最低的地位
And that, at that time you acknowledge that yes we are in this low position working for boss
谁都可以欺负你一下
And anyone can offend me
谁都可以说你几句
They can speak something for me
但是弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters
我们宝贵
We are so precious
宝贵今天主还给我们机会
We're so precious that God still give us a chance
给我们机会来跟随我们的主
We can follow him.
让耶稣基督的生命能够从我们里面显出来。
So we can live out and manifest the Lord Jesus' life.
上个礼拜有一位姊妹打电话给我。
And last week I got phone call from one of our sisters.
她说向我 confess， 她在她家里面，她发了一个很大的脾气。
And she confessed that she lost the temper in her household.
那当她发完这些脾气以后，我想当主的生命在她里面，所以她。
But after that, I think the God's life is in her heart, so she feels very regretful. She offended her family members. And thanks God we can pray together. So we can see, even in a family,
我们也需要真正学习，让主的生命能够活出来。
So we need to learn how should we live out God's life.
到底一个家庭中谁是掌权的呢？
Who reign of the family?
那神的旨意是基督耶稣，他要掌权在我们的家里。
I think God's will is that the Lord Jesus, Christ Jesus, should be reign of our family.
丈夫代表基督。
And husband is the representative of the Jesus.He is the head of the household.
姊妹代表教会，姊妹要顺服基督。
And sister and wife are the church. They have to be obedient to their husband.
教会顺服基督。
As the way the church obedient to the Christ.
所以有一个姊妹她讲，对我的丈夫他是我的头。
And so one of sisters said to me, my husband is my head.
但是我是他的颈子。
But I'm his shoulder.
所以他要往哪转，还得听我。
I'm his neck. So whenever I move, and he moves.
有一个丈夫他讲说，你要我爱你，可是你先顺服我，你顺服我就爱你。
So a husband said to his wife, "You want to love me? First, you have to be obedient to me."
他太太说，你爱我，我就顺服你了。
And his wife responded, "First, you love me, then I'm obedient to you."
他们两个老是斗不在一起。
So they always argue each other.
还是神告诉丈夫说。爱你的妻子。
And God said to these brothers, love your wife.
你就尽管爱你的妻子。
And love your wives.
不要管她顺不顺服你。
And no matter how she is obedient or not.
对你的命令就是你爱你的妻子。
So the order is love your wife.
对姊妹的要求就是顺服你的丈夫。
The instruction to the sister is obedient to your husband.
我想我们就站对了位置。
So then we are in the right perspective.
但是神最终的心意是要他自己能够掌权在这个家里面。
But God's will is He is able to reign over the family.
到底神的旨意是如何能够通行出来
？So to live out, implement His will.
弟兄姊妹是借着一个生命最像主的人。
That is through the people who like the most of the God.
很多时候不一定是丈夫，不一定是姊妹。
It is neither husband nor wife.
生命最像主的。
The inner, the life is most likely to the God's life.
我自己觉得说是真正执掌神的权柄的人。
And I think it is the person who really has the power.
我们讲到权柄，他们想这个人又来管我了。
When we're talking about power, we're thinking about someone like to manage me and control me.
但是神权柄的执掌是在一个羔羊生命的地位上。
And but Christ have this power standing on the lamb.
常常我们觉得非常的稀奇。
We feel very amused and surprised by this
thing.
And God can do such a miracle thing.
虽然我们自己能够表现的真的是那样的软弱。
That we were so vulnerable.
但是我们发现说，如果我们愿意，真的是伏在主的面前。
We found out that we are really willing to surrender to Him.
主真的，他能力的彰显就在一个最低微的地位上。
And His power will be manifested from a very low condition.
我们这次主打发我们搬家到东边去哈。
And this time, we were moving to another part in the west, in the east.
那在这个之前，主把一个感动就是放在我的里面，有一个负担。
And before that, I was moved. I have a burden from God.
每一次在主面前祷告，总是觉得有一个负担。
Whenever I prayed before Him, I felt I had a burden.
那但是呢，有一次我跟我姊妹提起这个负担来。
And once I talked with my wife about this burden.
我说好像主有感动，是不是我们再去开工？
And I said to her that I was so moved that shall we just move into a new place to open a new church? And when he heard that we are going to move, he disagreed, 100%, she disagrees 100%.
200%.
We just moved, we have moved into a location, and our children moved into a new school. We just settled down.
那他的工作呢, 又在downtown那里,
and she is working in a downtown.
再往搬到这个再往东很远的地方, 他想说这个上下班就不得了。
If we are going to move more eastward, and she will have a lot of trouble in commuting.
而且他想到我们手中的服事也是觉得说好像这个很难很难。
And also, it seems to be difficult to open a new church.
所以那天他不但讲说 200%反对。
So she 200% is against this idea.
我记得那天她还蛮生气的。
And she was very angry.
她虽然没有大发脾气啊，但是我知道她里面是非常的不高兴。
She did not lose her temper, but I know she was not very happy about this idea.
那天我跟她讲，我自己应该很清楚，我不能说这是圣灵的感动，要顺服。
I did not say to her that this is from Holy Spirit. You have to be obedient.
我没有办法说姊妹要顺服弟兄的。
I cannot say to her that you should obey your husband.
我说我为你祷告。
I just say I pray for you.
我祷告主让圣灵能够掌权。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will reign.
也这若是主的工作，圣灵必须要来做事情。
If it is the God's word, the Holy Spirit must do its work.
后来他告诉我,
and later she told me,
他说你祷告真的很厉害,
your prayer is really effective.
当我第二天早上醒来,
the next morning when I woke up,
好像所有的气都没有了,
I just feel completely relieved.
所有的这个想法都改变了,
and I completely changed my mind.
好像他不是说他要来用力来顺服, 而是说, 好像他里面就清楚了,
it's not because she tried her best to be obey, it just happened.
但他说他不能让我这么便宜,
but he said to me that I will not get you down to things easily.
他假装还在反对,
so she pretend to be against this idea.
但他的里面已经改变了,
but she completely changed the inside.
感谢主,
thanks God.
我相信今天若是我们 愿意全心的来顺服主的旨意,
so if we were completely willing to obey His will,
我们也真的祷告主，让我们的生命能够让主耶稣能够彰显出来一点。
And we pray that we'll be able to live out God's life.
在家庭里面，大事情、小事情,
on everything, regardless big or small,
我们会发现说，今天主耶稣基督能够掌权。
And we will have the Lord Jesus reign over our family.
今天不是像查福的那个人，他来掌权。 今天是要向主生命的人，他才能够掌权。
So we want some people who has the God's love to reign.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
得救了。
After being saved.
得到了永远的生命。
We have this eternal life.
可是我们不能只欢喜说我不会下地狱，我会上天堂。
We should not be happy about the fact that we will not be go to hell.
一得救就有一条道路摆在我们。
And after the salvation, there's one way before us.
一条道路是一个最卑微的道路。
And it is a very humble way.
但是这也是一个最荣耀的道路。
This is the most glorious way.
当那个姊妹刚刚讲到说，她跟我 confess， 她发了一个大的脾气。And
back to the sisters who confessed to me，
因为她觉得说她不能忍受被她的家人误会冤枉。And
she said that she could not be misunderstood by his family，
所以她发了
by her family，
她发了很大的脾气。So
he argued a lot.
后来我跟姊妹讲，我说如果有一天，
So I said to her, if someday，
我们可以 enjoy。 好像被人家误会,
we could be able to enjoy being misunderstood,
被人家辱骂,
and cursed by someone else.
我说那你的生活就会, 快乐很多,
and your life will be very enjoyable.
怎么讲呢? 因为当我们真的来看我们的主耶稣基督,
How come if we really look at our Lord Jesus and the manifestation of lame,
有这么多辱骂, 这么多的误会,
so much misunderstanding and curses,
这么多不合理的待遇,
and unreasonable treatment,
他是完全的, 他是圣洁的,
he is so pure and perfect,
他却被列在罪犯的里面,
but he was listed among the criminals,
是挂在木头上咒诅的,
and crucified on the cross.
他无罪,
he is the unguilty become guilty.
弟兄姊妹, 他是主里面, 他没有受伤, 他没有埋怨,
but he did not complain.
这么自然,
such a natural revelation of Lamb's life.
啊, 感谢主,
thanks God.
这个生命今天就在我们的里面,
this life is already in us.
我想多少的时候, 我们只是觉得, 主, 我为什么这么不想你?
And in many occasions, we just complain why we do not like you.
为什么我觉得这么痛苦?
It was so painful.
为什么我觉得没法忍受?
I cannot stand those things.
为什么我觉得里面有好多的理由要讲?
There's so many excuses and reasons I want to complain.
我们跟主祷告,
I will pray.
主, 为什么我们不像你?
Why we will not be like you?
主, 求你做新的工作在我们,
please do your work on us.
弟兄姊妹, 主在我们身上, and
brothers and sisters, so God, Lord, will give us His grace.
在启示录14章,
in the Revelation chapter 14,
他说, 我又观看, 见羔羊站在锡安山,
and verse 1, then I looked and there before me was the Lamb standing on the mountain Zion,
同他又有144,000人,
and with him 144,000,
都有他的名和他父的名写在额上,
who had his name and his father's name written on their forehead.
第四节说, 这些人未曾沾染妇女,
and verse 4, these who did not defy themselves as women,
他们原是同身,
but they kept themselves pure.
羔羊无论往哪里去,
they follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
他们都跟随他,
he followed the Lamb wherever he goes.
他们是从人间买来的,
they were purchased from among men,
做出熟的果子归于神和羔羊,
and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb.
羔羊站在锡安山,
and Lamb stands on a mountain Zion,
在一个得胜的高峰,
on a victory mountain.
我们看见是羔羊站在锡安山,
we see the Lamb standing on the mountain Zion.
今天羔羊不是独自的, 孤独的,
it's not alone.
他同他又有144,000人,
and there are 144,000 with him.
那这些人呢, 第四节说, 他们未曾沾染妇女, 他们原是同身,
and those people do not defy themselves with women, but they kept themselves pure.
他们都有一个单纯的心,
they have a pure heart.
这些人能说, 主啊, 除你以外, 再迁, 我还有谁呢?
They said to the God, except you, I have nothing in heaven.
在地, 我也没有所爱慕的,
I have nothing I can cherish on the earth.
羔羊无论往哪里去, 他们都跟随他,
wherever Lamb goes, they follow.
主, 在这里得着羔羊的同伴,
and now the Lord God's companions of the Lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去,
wherever Lamb goes,
他们都跟随他,
they follow the Lamb.
他们是从人间买来的,
they were purchased by man.
做出熟的果子归于神和羔羊,
they were offered as first fruits to the God and Lamb.
今天来到了最后的一段路程,
so now if you at the end of this road,
弟兄姊妹, 羔羊在呼召他的同伴,
and now the Lamb is calling for his companions.
我们的主要得着他的同伴,
and our Lord wants to obtain his companions.
羔羊无论往哪里去,
wherever Lamb goes,
羔羊永远站在一个最低微的地位,
and Lamb is always in a very low, humble position.
羔羊永远走最低微的道路,
always working in a very humble way.
羔羊的生命顺服的表现,
and he manifested his life by obedience.
羔羊那样美丽的生命,
and such a beautiful life.
弟兄姊妹, 今天主在这里要呼召我们,
and today God call upon us.
无论我们现在情形怎么样,
whatever situation we are in now,
他呼召我们成为羔羊的同伴,
he called for us to be companions of the Lamb,
成为羔羊的同伴,
and be companions of the Lamb.
那一天我们才有可能和他一同站在锡安的高峰,
and by doing that on that day we will stand on the mountain Zion with him.
我们可以在那里唱真正的凯歌,
we can sing the victory psalms.
但是弟兄姊妹, 他如何, 今天我们在地上也如何,
but brother sister, we have we have lived life as He it is, as He is in the earth. And we have such a precious life, precious life. He is everything for us. And accepting Him, there's nothing that can satisfy us. Not those earthly things. Not all these earthly blessings. But the blessing from Lord. He called out from us. To follow Him. And to become the companions of the Lamb. And let's have some prayers before Him. And this morning, Lord, we pray that You call for us. And Lance needs His companions. He needs us to give us our heart to Him. To cherish Him. And to cherish His life. And to work His way. And Your way is our own way. And Lord, You are calling for us this morning.
弟兄姊妹, 你愿意成为羔羊的同伴吗?
Brother, sister, are you willing to be the companion of the Lamb?
你愿意答应主的呼召吗?
Are you willing to answer this call? We cherish our beloved Lord. Let's turn our hearts back to Him. And we pray that this morning we have this opportunity to answer this call of being the companions of the Lamb. We can follow Him.
Please
stand up.
We
can stand before Him. God could obtain us. We can have such a willing heart to become the companions of the Lamb and work the last session of the road. We can become companions with each other. We work together this heavenly road. So we fixed our eyes on the throne. And forget behind us. And move forward. God encourages. We pray that the God, the Holy Spirit, will be filled with us. And we all stand before Him. We pray. We praise You. We are such a vulnerable people. But we thank You. You are still calling for us to become Lamb's companions. You are still. You didn't give up. Lord, we praise You. Thank You. And give ourselves into the hands. Into Your hands. You bless us.
保守我们的心,
and bless our hearts.
保守我们的脚中,
and bless our way.
保守我们的全人在你的面前,
and bless ourselves.
也保守我们的众人,
and bless our companions.
让我们成为你的同伴,
to become Your companions.
成为你的见证,
to become the testimony.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
and we pray in Jesus' name.